stood on the lord's seat, and an angry man was he, for he heard the sound of a hunter's horn slow winding up the lea. He looked north, he looked to south, east and west looked he. Oh, holy cross, the Norman cried, who hunts in my country? Belike they think the peveril dare no far from forest walk, well worth the hunting they shall find, abroad is still the hawk. Again he looked where Helden Hill joins with Coningsdale, and then once more the bugle blast came swelling along the gale. Now mount and ride, the band cried, the sound comes o'er the lea. These outlaws who now drive my deer shall soon our quarry be. All down the slope, along the flat, against the hill they ride, nor pull a rein till every steed stands fast at Gortress side. Hold hard, I hear the peveril said, and upward held his hand, while all his many kept behind to wait the lord's command. And westwards on the vaulted moor beyond the rocky height, both hounds and hunters, men and horse and deer were all in sight. Who are these who break forest law, who fear not Peveril's sword? Up spoke Sir Payne Peveril and said, bowed, and he's the lord. Sir Bruno Height, a Franklin brave, one of the Saxon swine, who feast each day on fat-fed beef guzzle ale, not wine. Beshrew his horn, beshrew his heart, this land he may not ride. If he kills a deer by the conqueror's bow, by forest law he'll bide. Ride on, Sir Payne, and tell the churl to cease his hunting cheer, and come before his suzerain lord, who waits his presence here. Followed by gentle three, nor stayed his horse till he had reached the hunter's company. And then he said, fair sirs, you ride and drive, our deer is free, as if this land were all your own and not in forestry. Sir Franklin cried, I'm not his man, and Peveril knows full well, though within the bounds of his forest walk it likes me sooth to dwell. My manner of boding I hold in chief for good King Harry's might, and you can only force me hence if strongest in the fight. Twanged his good yew bow, and the Normans who rode out unarmed couldn't match this threatening show. Lord Peveril viewed their bows and spears and marked their strong array, and so grim he smiled and softly said, we'll right this wrong someday. Lord Peveril stood on the lord's seat.